Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 1039 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our continuing series about Beauty Counter and their products, a very safe product, cosmetics and other things that that are great for the environment, but also great for the body and our health. Jill Sproul is an independent consultant for Beauty Counter, and it is an up-and-coming, well-established but up-and-coming brand that is just taking the world by storm. Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. And we were talking a little bit off mic, and we've been talking for a couple of weeks here about all the different folks that have gotten involved. And we talked about Bono, and we talked about the owner a bit, and we talked about Bono's significant other, his wife, and how they got involved. The one name that comes up from time to time, and when people talk about Beauty Counter, they talk about Christy Coleman quite a bit. And I know we've mentioned, but we haven't gone into too many details about her involvement in Beauty Counter. What is her involvement in Beauty Counter?
I know that our CEO, Greg Renfrew, who also is the founder of Beauty Counter, she intentionally, when she started the business, she was looking for people who were already like-minded as far as, going green. And she knew that Christy Coleman was, Christy Coleman is a celebrity makeup artist. She's, been a makeup artist, in the, red carpet runway, for Hollywood. She's worked with several models. She goes on like model shoots, and she's been doing this since she was about 19 years old. Christy actually was born in Texas. She knew she wanted to do this by the time she was 19, and she just, I guess, was at the right age and took off to New York City and fell into the right exact crowd of people that were doing this. She was probably one of the first people in her field to really go green. She was really conscious about it. She knew that, working with all these, tons of makeup and, working with all these models. And she really felt like, there's got to be something safer, to be putting on all these model faces. I mean, they're constantly having all the makeup changes, taking makeup off, changing it for this shoot and that shoot. And so she kind of started making her own makeup and trying to make it safe. And I know that Greg was the one who knew that Christy Coleman was one of the first makeup artists, more or less within that realm of celebrity makeup artists, was the first one to kind of go green with her makeup, and knew a lot about what it takes to do that, like ingredient wise. And so that's how Christy came on board with Beauty Counter. And to date, Christy is, like I said, I think I've mentioned before, Christy is a huge part of the ingredient process as far as choosing the right, the essential oils or like the some of the main ingredients that go into our products, because she knows what's going to perform and what's not going to perform. Because she's worked with them, for several years, just on her own, on makeup shoots and traveling, basically traveling and doing she's done like the Sports Illustrated cover for, whatever model's going to be on it. I mean, she's had so many, you know, you can actually go to ChristyColeman.com and you can see a lot of her work. I mean, she has it posted on her website.
It would be almost easier to name models she didn't work with rather than the top models of today that she has worked with. She is all over the place. I mean, she is she's just top in a field. And like you mentioned, Greg Renfro sought her out in 2010. From everything I understand, that this is, it wasn't like she sought out somebody like Christy Coleman. She sought out Christy Coleman, and specifically Christy Coleman. And the idea...
Right.
That Beauty Counter was going down the same path that that Christy Coleman was already traveling down. It wasn't like they decided together to do it. They were both doing it independently. They were both concerned about people's health, and they're both, you know, Greg and Christy are both very conscious of the environment and conscious of what people are putting on the skin. They met. It's almost like kismet that they met. It wasn't like they got together and they said, hey, let's start a beauty line. It's a perfect match. It's like the stars lined up with the moon.
Right, exactly. Well, that's it, exactly. I mean, so it was, you know, really just quite amazing because, I mean, like you said, that's exactly it. They were very like-minded in what they were doing. And it was just really completely the perfect fit. So, and that's why Greg chose Christy. And, you know, Christy still does, you know, makeup shoots. You know, she still travels and she'll do a whole, like, you know, she'll do like the Victoria's Secret runway. You know, she'll do the makeup for a lot of those models. She's done a lot for Alessandra Ambrosio, who is still a Victoria's Secret model. You know, and the list just goes on. She still is involved in that as well. And she's also involved in Beauty Counter.
Let me remind...
So there's...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Yeah, no. I mean, so there's still, you know, Christy, you know, she travels a lot. So, I mean, she's not always sitting over there in the Beauty Counter headquarters office in Santa Monica, but she's, you know, she travels a lot as well. And she does travel for Beauty Counter as well because... When Christy, you know, let's say, like, for example, for like a, to get inspiration, let's say for makeup brushes, she traveled to Japan, and there's, you know, just to get some ideas of like what may be coming up next, like as far as planning ahead for Beauty Counter. Okay, well, we want to do this type of makeup brush because we may be releasing this type of product. So she's traveled quite a bit. And it's related to Beauty Counter because we're looking ahead to, okay, we're going to be releasing this, or we want to work with this color. And so her inspiration comes from a lot of, you know, various things.
Let me remind folks, if they're just tuning in to us, Frank McKay here, but much more importantly, Jill Sproul is an independent consultant for Beauty Counter, and it is an unbelievable company and a line of cosmetics and other things that that is, again, taking the nation and the world by storm. And we're talking a little bit about Christy Coleman and Greg Renfro, the owner, and Christy Coleman, of course, the famed makeup artist to the stars. So much goes into this and so much thought goes into it. And it's that extra consideration, a big extra consideration when they're concerned about what ingredients go in and all of the outlawed or their Neville list it just doesn't get in to the product, and it would be allowed to. Jill, let me ask you this. A young woman, or as a young woman, when is the first time you usually experience makeup and buying makeup for the first time? And how long before a young woman starts feeling these toxic, you know, the old school brands, and how soon do they affect you, your skin, and your health and all of that? I mean, is it within the first year? Is it in the first 5 years? Is it take 10 years? What does it usually take to really start having a negative effect on you?
Well, I mean, on average, let's say like a teenage girl, you know, these days, if they're allowed to, they start probably dabbling in makeup or trying to maybe, you know, put it on at school or sneak it or, you know, whatever it is. They're probably in middle school, I'd assume, or maybe they're in late, you know, elementary school, in fifth grade or, you know, honestly, I don't remember. I know I think I was probably around, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14, and you say, oh, I want to wear a little bit of, like, lip gloss or, you know, eyeliner or something like that. But really getting down to where you're really starting to, you know, you're a young woman, you're wearing makeup, and you're just going to, you know, the pharmacy, and you're just buying over-the-counter stuff. That is not regulated. So you're basically, you're putting on your face, just your face alone, probably up to, I don't know. I mean, if you're buying, it depends on what brand you're buying, maybe more, a little bit more, a little bit less, but it really is probably not going to make a difference in the long run, because everything gets absorbed into your system. If you put it on your skin, it's going to get absorbed into your system. Hence, it's going to get into your organs and your bloodstream, things like that. So it's really, I think I recently did a post on this, actually. It's really just something that is, it's just toxic. You know, most of these things are not, they're not labeled. Like if you buy an eyeliner, if you buy a blush, legally they don't have to label any of this stuff. You know, so you may see a label. Let's go up a little further.
Yeah.
If it's Neutrogena or if it's like Aveeno or, you know, something that may have some of the ingredients listed on the back. You know, if you compare it to our Neverlist, yeah, I mean, you're going to see some of the ingredients listed on the back of those that are on our Neverlist. So when it really comes down to a choice, you know, so things get absorbed by your skin. Your skin is your largest organ. If you start wearing, you know, all of these things and you're using these products, you're starting, I don't want to say like you're really doing a lot of damage or whatever. I don't know, because everybody's different and however many products you're using is different. And it goes for shampoo and conditioner also, whatever you put on your hair. Hairspray, gel, you know, whatever you're using. So from head to toe, basically, I would recommend just, you know, minimizing and trying to go for something that's, you know, you can take, you can look at the back and you can look at the ingredients and understand what you're actually putting on your skin or your hair or, you know, whatever it is. Because studies have shown, and I, you know, this is an article I posted like a while ago. If you do just Google it, if you do, let's just say you've put on, and this goes for teenagers or adults or even for, you know, elderly people or really anybody. If you cut back, let's just say you're using all over-the-counter stuff, within like, I think it's only in like 2 or 3 days of not using any over-the-counter thing. They've done blood tests where they've seen like, you know, really like high spikes in toxic levels. If you stop using that for like 3 or 4 days and then they check your blood levels again for those specific things, it's already lowered. Like that's how fast it will just, you know, leave your system.
It's frightening,
but
actually.
It's
frightening what we're doing. Just amazing.
Right. I mean, so it, you know, I know sometimes people are like, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, no, and like, no, I feel fine. It's okay. You know, this is cheaper. Well, I can't afford it. Or, you know, I hear things like that all the time.
You know,
the problem is.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off again.
Yeah. No. The problem is that you may feel fine. And what happens is that there are carcinogens, there are chemicals in there that cause infertility, there's hormone disruptors, and things in there that mess with the endocrine system. And it may not show up right away, especially if you're younger, but as you get older, yeah. It may show up because if you're using a deodorant that has parabens, aluminum, you know, whatever. I mean, there's all these crazy, you know, parabens that are in deodorant. So we all know that it's true and it is a proven fact that those cause cancer. So it's just so important that the education gets put out there. And I know that our goal is to educate.
And well,
it's very important to educate.
Well, you certainly do that. And Beauty Counter is the product line we're talking about. Wonderful Jim, Jill Spruill is our very special guest, and she's an independent consultant for Beauty Counter. Frank McKay here with Jill. Jill, maybe you could shed some light on this. You study this, and you're involved on a day-to-day basis. A doctor friend of mine mentioned, and I looked at him like he was crazy, but he mentioned that we could be using 75 to 100 different chemicals or products, chemicals coming from personal care products every single day. And that goes from soap to deodorant, as you mentioned, to, you know, anything, makeup for sure. I mean, have you heard that statistic? And they can certainly affect your hormones as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, from, you know, even if you're just using, let's say, even for men too. I mean, I think yours depends. You know, yours may be a little bit lower because you're not using all the makeup. I mean, for women, if we add in the makeup, that just adds more chemicals to what we're using. But absolutely. I mean, it's sort of mind-boggling because, I mean, if you look, okay, I use, you know, shampoo, conditioner, my deodorant, and then, you know, women with, like, eye cream, moisturizer, they may use whatever. There may be another product that they put on their face. Then they may use like a body lotion or, you know, whatever. Then you've got your lipstick, and let's say they put on the whole full face of makeup if they're really into the makeup. So you've got your foundation, you have your eyeliner, your eyeshadow, you know, lip liner, lipstick, lip, you know, what the list goes on. And the thing is, every time you add a product, you're adding in all of the ingredients that are in that product. So it could be even more than 100.
Yeah, wow.
And if you don't know what is in your products or the ingredients that are in your products, because you're just not really, let's just say you're not really choosing something that's, you know, very safe or, you know, isn't along the lines of Beauty Counter. Then, yeah, I mean, you're really you can eventually do, if you're doing that every day, then I would expect probably some health issues down the road.
Wow. Very scary thoughts. Jill, we're coming up on a break. Do we have you for a second segment today?
Yeah.
Great. Jill Spruill, again, is our very special guest. We got about a minute left in this segment. Frank McKay here with independent consultant for Beauty Counter, and it's such a great organization and a great product line. A lot of makeup, everything. We'll get a list. If you listen in, you'll get a list. We're doing a series on this revolutionary company and this product line that can change all types of things. As we mentioned, my doctor said to me 60 to 100 different chemicals go on our body every single day just through personal care items. And Jill said, I'm sure a lot more of that percentage, a high percentage of that comes from women putting makeup on. There's no question about it. Coming up on a break, Jill Spruill will be our guest right after this break. Frank McKay here with the independent consultant for Beauty Counter, Jill Spruill. We'll be back right after this. I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down, Frank McKay here, but much more importantly, our continuing series with independent consultant for Beauty Counter, Jill Spruill, continues now, and Jill Spruill is our very special guest. We encourage everyone to listen and binge listen to every show. That's not necessarily in order. You don't have to do it in order, but first of all, welcome, Jill. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thanks, Frank.
And you don't have to do it all in order. I guess it would help a little bit, but don't worry about it. Just listen to it. But make sure you get this information and look up Beauty Counter. Hey, Jill, before we start, people that aren't driving and hearing us, people that are in front of their computers listening to us, can you give a website where they can go to, where they could follow you, follow what you're doing? And, give us a Twitter account, give us a Facebook, whatever. Give us something.
Yes. You can go to beautycounter.com/Jill Spruill.
All right, well,
and that's my website. On there is, a lot of so some really great information, because we've got our full Never list listed on there. You can click on that at the top, and we have Beauty Counter story, so how Beauty Counter got started and kind of how we, there's various things you can click on in there, and then we also have our blog, so there's really useful information in the blog.
We were talking in between and off mic about the changing world. And when I say that, I mean, there's no disputing that it's changing. There's more information. Young women and young men, alike, are gathering information in a different way. We're in the information age. They're on the internet. When you hear about something, you could back it up. So when Jill says something to you and talks about being a green product, it's not just talk. You could back it up. You could look in. You could see what's going on there. And you mentioned a Neville list. Are you finding that more and more of your clients, more and more of your customers are, again, I don't want to disparage the others, the old school folks that are still using the over-the-counter, dangerous, toxic makeup, but are they more educated, or are they trying to be more intelligent consumers, the people that you're selling to?
That's a really great question. I feel that, like, for example, my mom's generation, which would be like the baby boomer generation, and my mom is like in her mid-60s. And I find that, all of across the board consultant-wise, and client-wise, that that age group, I have several clients that age group. My mother is actually one of my clients. They are really more so interested in, you know, wow, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, well, then I want to switch. You know, so they're, I find they are more, and maybe that's just my own personal experience. I find that they, like, obviously, people that are my age, I'm in my mid-40s. I feel that people that are, or that are my age and, like, my parents' age, like mid-60s, mid to late 60s, you know, and I have some consultants on my own team that are, you know, kind of that baby boomer generation as well. They are very concerned. And I don't know if it's because they've had friends that they've lost to cancer, friends that are sick with some kind of, like, you know, chronic illness or autoimmune disease or something like that. And at this point, they really want to change to a more healthy lifestyle. And, you know, like my mother recently is gluten and dairy free. She found out she was, you know, had a dairy allergy. So she completely did an overhaul. So I don't know. I feel like the generation below me, which would be like the millennials, and I have two siblings that are millennials, so I'm, you know, quite aware of, you know, kind of where they are. I, you know, my sister purchased some things from me, but not all. So, you know, I'm, my target audience is everybody, of course. I want everybody to make a clean switch.
Of course, of course.
Right. So, but I do feel that it's, you know, extremely important, you know, for everybody to be educated and to know exactly what they're using and what they're actually putting on their body. And, but in general, you know, and kind of going back to your question, I get a really big, pretty big response from the baby boomer generation. They wanna, or they've already dealt with breast cancer. They've already had some kind of cancer and they're making the switch to a much, you know, like non-toxic ingredients across the board.
Yeah, it's just, you know, very important. Yeah, and let me clarify too. You know, when I talk about the youthful folks or the millennials coming up, they read everything. But so does our generation. You know, you're younger than me, but I'm 50. I'm 50 at this point. But you know, we're not too far off from the same generation. We are educated consumers for the most part. We go to the internet. We Google everything. We're on our smartphones and we're checking. So I would think that we're right in the perfect spot for Beauty Counter. And when you say that, or when we talk about people educating themselves, Beauty Counter themselves are educating people about the environment, about just the Nevelist. You could take a look at the Nevelist and you're going to see things on there that you shouldn't have anywhere near your body, that you shouldn't have anything close to your body, and you will put it on that Nevelist. You'll never see that from other companies. It just does not, it doesn't occur. And it doesn't occur because nobody's watching. Everybody, they're allowing them to get away with this. And in some cases, and very, you know, murder sounds, you know, sounds dramatic. I don't mean that, but deaths occur by using certain products, sicknesses, illness, long-term illnesses. And sometimes you won't even trace it back to the cosmetics you used or the chemicals that you're putting in your body because there's so much of it. Beauty Counter is perfect right for the time. It really is. And, you know, address that. How much is this just the perfect storm. People are getting more educated. People are more concerned about the environment. People are concerned about their health. They're living longer. People are living longer. I mean, how perfect is the fit for nowadays, modern days, and what's going on with Beauty Counter?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you. I think people are, like you said, they are living longer. They are certainly more aware. The awareness is out there. The education that Beauty Counter does provide. I mean, we are completely transparent. So, for example, if you go and you go to the website, and you go and you click on our shampoo. Everybody uses shampoo, right? So you go and you click on the shampoo. And we list next to every single product, every single ingredient that's in that product. So you will know exactly what you're getting. There are no secrets. We're completely transparent. You get whatever it says, that's what you get. And that's another aspect, I think, of Beauty Counter is that, as we say, we have done all of the homework for you. You don't have to worry about reading your label. You don't have to really, unless you're going out and you're buying, another shampoo from a different company and you want to compare it to our Neverlist, yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, but you can. But if you buy ours, you don't have to do that. So, you know, as far as that goes, then, you know, the Neverlist, it works. You know, it's a really, no, I don't think there's any other company right now that has a robust Neverlist, not that I'm aware of.
I don't know anyone who has a Neverlist other than you guys, but again, I'm not into cosmetics. I'm not, for the most part, I don't know much about product lines, different product. You know, I'm a guy. A lot of us don't pay attention. But I do. I am concerned. I have four children. My wife and I are very concerned about what's going on. Now my wife is sold on. She got your product and just absolutely sold on it and doing all types of things and plans on just changing to Beauty Counter completely. But you do have more than makeup. You have other things. You have soaps. Just give us a quick list, and I know you've spoken in past shows about it. Just give us kind of a list of things that you have that that people could switch out. They can take their toxic, old school toxic thing out and replace it with something from Beauty Counter.
Yeah, like for example, we have, the body collection. So we have shampoo, conditioner, a body wash, and, body lotion. And you can buy them, you know, you can always buy separate or you can actually buy the collection and then you get, you know, a little bit, you know, more for, if you buy it as a collection, you can save a little bit of money versus buying it separately. We have a kids line. So we have the body wash, shampoo and conditioner. We have a baby line. So we have the baby body wash. We have a baby oil. And we have a baby balm so that you can, you know, for newborns and, you know, the baby balm comes into, I think it's very convenient. And that is completely like unscented. We did not include any, essential oils or like scents. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, you know, the baby smells so good. They put the lavender scent in the,
right.
Whatever wash it was. And it's like, listen, you know, that may be all nice and everything, but honestly, when babies are first born and, you know, it's probably safer to like kind of steer away from that kind of thing and then wait until they're a little bit older. And then like our kids line actually does have does have like a scent to it. Not that strong, but it does. You know, you don't want to get like too crazy with that kind of thing. We have, you know, sunblock that is safe. We've got a two-phase collection. So we've got a nourishing... Excuse me, my parrot is acting crazy. We have a... it's not the kid, it's the parrot. there is an anti... Like I said, there's the essentials line, which is your basic, you know, skincare line. We have the anti-aging line, which is our rejuvenating line. We have three face oils, all do different kinds. They're all great. They all do different kinds of... They all can actually help your skin in a different way, but they're all great. And I would just recommend, you know, one of the three oils based on the... whatever that person is telling me about their skin. We have a body oil, like rosemary and citrus body oil. You can also mix that with the body lotion if your skin is actually like more dry. There's a body butter, which is like a thicker, bigger consistency than just the hydrate lotion. We have two lip conditioners. One is in peppermint. One is in calendula, which is like, they're both great. They're super healing. They work really well. Now, again, this is a lot of these products are both men and women can use them. I mean, so there's an overlap in a lot of this stuff. You know, the as far as the cosmetics go, there's a lot. You know, we have tinted moisturizer. We've got our regular, you know, foundation. We have eight colors in that. We have concealer. You know, there's a lot here. Our charcoal mask and our charcoal soap came out last December. We launched those last December, so it's been like just over a year. We were literally selling out of, we could not keep enough of the charcoal bar soap in stock. It really purifies and the skin. It's a real good detox. It's got organic green tea and organic coconut oil, and it is just. I mean, it's something like if your skin is more dry, I'd probably recommend using it like maybe three times a week. It's great for teenagers that are, you know, kind of more hormonal or going through, you know, having issues with acne, things like that. We are coming out with a men's line, a line for teens. I mean, so this, and also a deodorant. We are working on a deodorant. I don't know when those are being launched, but I know that we are working on those.
Well, listen, that's a great product line, especially the baby stuff. I cut you off again. Go ahead. You were continuing.
Right. No, I'm just, I mean, literally it's, you know, I when people, you know, ask me about, oh, well, what can I use for, you know, I'm having hormonal breakouts or, you know, my son is having, he's an adolescent, he's starting to break out. And so basically what I can do is, since the teen line is not out yet, I basically kind of put products that we do have and I kind of make up a little, you know, I tell them what they can use, basically. So like if someone approached me and said, what can I use for my teenage son or daughter? they're breaking out. Like, so I would say, you know, you can use the charcoal soap. The balancing oil is really great, actually, for acne. The charcoal mask, you can actually use to spot treat, you know, blemishes, which is pretty amazing. The mask, I would think, is a staple for everybody in the house. I mean, men are using it, you know, teenage boys are using it, women are using it, daughters are using it. It is just something that, you know, every household really should have. And that's the charcoal mask.
Just, yeah, tremendous. I mean, again, we're just about out of time with Jill Spruill. She's an independent consultant for Beauty Counter. And what a change, what a revolution in cosmetics and makeup and so much more. And it's very interesting. I would imagine that everyone, you mentioned the baby line and the baby product. I have to imagine everyone is very concerned about what they're putting on a newborn, and they want to keep them away from as many chemicals as possible.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and it's not, I mean, and these things are not that expensive. I mean, buying the whole baby line is, or baby collection or the kids collection. Kids collection is $44. Baby line, off the top of my head. I'm actually on the website right now. Let me just double check that. The baby line is $54. And you get generous amounts. Thing about Beauty Counter is that it's, they're very concentrated. So you only need a tiny bit. It will last you. So, with that being said, I mean, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it for your health.
Well, listen, just tremendous information from an absolutely fabulous company and product. And honestly, it just you're doing great work here, and we appreciate the education on all of this. Jill Spruill, thank you very, very much for being here and for continuing this series.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jill Spruill, everyone, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay here, but more importantly, an independent consultant for Beauty Counter, a revolutionary company, and look them up. And Jill, before you go, if you haven't left yet, quick, the website once again and social media sites.
Yes, it's beautycounter.com/ and then Jill Spruill.
Thank you once again, and we want to thank all of you for listening. We encourage you to binge listen to what we've been doing here and continue to tune in. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.